Matsusheni Perik Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph 4:11. In 4:10, we said that if you find a kli written with the word korban on it, then we discussed the halachas of when you have to treat it or its contents as perik abayis, having hekdesh, being dedicated to the base of mikdash. Here we say that they might not even require the word korban. You could have just an initial, perhaps. The Mishnah starts out by saying hamotzi kli v'kasuv alav kuf. If it has simply just the letter kuf, says Tanakama here, you have to assume that kuf is an abbreviation for the word korban, meaning the kuf signifies that this has got kedushas b'derek abayis. Similarly, if it has a mem, that indicates it's meiser, meaning meiser sheni. A dalet would be for damai, indicating it's damai, and has to be treated as such. The tet would be tevel, if it has a tet, that means it's tevel, untied produce. And taf, if it has a taf, that's short for truma, and you have to treat it as truma. Shebisha sakana, the Mishnah explains that it once was, that in a time of danger, hayu kosfin, they would write the taf, tachas truma. They'd put a taf instead of truma, so they could sort of conceal what they were doing. And similarly, that custom spread to include other abbreviations, such as the dalet for damai, etc., etc. That's Tanakama, and that's the halacha. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi is actually going to hold, as we'll see in a moment, that what's written on the kli doesn't mean anything at all, because who says that it's relevant? But even according to the Chacham, who would hold that the word is significant, he says they should at least agree that a simple letter as an abbreviation is not significant. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kulam Shmos Bnei Adam Hem. Why can't you just assume that the Taf is short for something, a person's name, a Tomer, etc., and so on and so forth. Who says they actually are indicative of that it was Taf, stood for Truma, and so on? Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, as for him, meaning according to his own shita, afilu matzah chavis vihi malea peros. If you find a container and it's filled with produce, v'chasu v'leha truma, and the container itself has the word truma written right on it, it doesn't matter. Hare elu chulin. You can still treat the produce inside the container as chulin. Sha'ani omar, because I say, Rabbi Yossi says, eshta kad haisa malea peros truma. Yeah, last year it had truma inside of it. Upina, but since then they've emptied out the container and this is just the old container. The chum reject that. They say, listen, if you would have, the owner of this container would have no longer intended it to be for truma, he would have scratched out the word truma from the container. Rios is who says maybe he just forgot to do it. The halacha is like the chachamim, meaning that if you find a taf indicates that it's truma, you have to treat it as such, etc., and kuf korban, like we said in the previous Mishnah, etc.